We are not quitters. We do not give up on the Word of God. We do not give up on our projects of faith. We stay until it comes.
When you walk by faith, you are unlimited. Don't miss today's Believer's Voice of Victory as Gloria Copeland shares how activating your faith will bring results. Next, right here on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland, and welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. It's the voice of victory because it's the voice of faith. It's the voice of the Word. It's the voice of believing God's Word. And you can have that same voice, and you should be voicing the Word over every circumstance in your life. Things that are going right and things that are going wrong. Hallelujah. We speak the Word of God. We're talking about faith, and then when we get through with faith, we're going to talk about patience. Faith and patience, the power twins. If you release your faith, and then you employ patience to undergird that faith so that you don't quit before the answer comes, you will receive whatever you ask for in the Word, based on the Word of God, whatever you ask God for. In Jesus' name, do not fling away your fearless confidence, for it carries great and glorious compensation of reward. For you have need of steadfast patience and endurance, so that you may perform and fully accomplish the will of God and thus receive and carry away and enjoy to the full what is promised. For still a little while, a very little while, the coming one will come and he will not delay. But the just shall live by faith. This is the Amplified Version. And it says in the Amplified, my righteous servant shall live by his conviction respecting man's relationship to God and divine things and holy fervor, born of faith and conjoined with faith. And if he draws back and shrinks in fear, my soul, this is God's soul, God's saying, my soul has no delight or pleasure in him. Verse 39 says, but our way is not that of those who draw back. We are not quitters. We do not give up on the Word of God. We do not give up on our projects of faith. We stay until it comes. There are many things that have taken Ken and me years of faith to have it manifest. You know, when you don't borrow money, it stirs you up to use your faith because you don't give yourself any other options. So when we've bought big purchases, multi-million-dollar things, land, you know, whatever it is, we've had to believe God. And that is the best thing that could have happened to us because we learn how to believe God and to hold the Word of God until it's manifest. The just shall live by faith. And if he draws back and shrinks in fear, my soul has no delight or pleasure in him. But our way is not of those who draw back to eternal misery, but we are of those who believe, who cleave to, trust in, rely on God through Jesus Christ, the Messiah, and by faith preserve the soul. Now, Ken and I have We chose to not borrow money because the Word says, stay out of debt or keep out of debt, Romans. And so we assumed that that's exactly what it meant, stay out of debt. So when we believe we receive things, we don't believe for good credit. We don't believe for a good credit rating. We don't believe for favor from the bank. We believe we receive the actual thing bought and paid for. In Jesus' name. And so God has been faithful to us, and that's what's happened. But sometimes it takes a while. You know, here's the deal. You can either, let's just say you're believing for a house. You can either believe God for the whole house and be unlimited, or you can believe God for good credit and be limited to however good your credit is. So, or that would be true of land, it would be true of transportation, cars, airplanes, whatever. So really, when you believe God for the whole thing, you might as well go for it, because it's impossible in the natural anyway for you to pay cash for that house in most cases. So if you believe God, if you're going to be believing God, you might as well believe God for your dream house, since you're believing God and it's going to be a miracle thing anyway. So really, God's always given us the best because we believed Him for it. And we were willing to wait until it came. It took a long time to get some things. But I found out when you did get it, it was worth the wait, because it's something that's just right. You know, it's something you, for a house, it's something you want to live in for the rest of your life, and you don't ever have to believe for another one unless you want to. And so God has, when you're walking by faith, you're unlimited. You're only limited to how much word you've put in your eyes and your ears and in your heart that produces the faith that comes out your mouth to lay hold of the impossible. Without faith, it's impossible to please God without faith, the scripture says. But it says with faith, all things are possible. So it's really unlimited. I mean, we've been unlimited in what we can believe for because we were willing to do it. So this says in verse 11, chapter 11, verse 1, now faith is the assurance. You know, the thing I wanted was a house. I was believing God for a house. And so when we laid hold of our dream home, our home that we wanted, we began to put it on paper, I didn't hold back after all. I mean, this is a faith thing anyway. And it says, now faith is the assurance, the title deed of the thing we hope for. And so we laid hold of what we wanted. And that's what you do with faith. You can lay hold of what you want. How long did it take me? It took a while. It took us a while to be able to start building our home. But in the meantime, we had good houses. We had, you know, we were taken care of. We were blessed. We never had to go to a shelter. We never were on the street. God took care of us. But it took a while to get this home in motion that we wanted and that we live in now. But it was worth it. Oh my. Once you believe, you receive it when you pray. And then when you actually take possession of that thing, that healing, that car, that property, that house, that whatever it is you're believing for, it is a marvelous thing. Now, faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed. Faith is your title deed. Get that. Whatever you're believing for, faith is heaven's title deed to it. It'll get you that earthly deed. It'll get it in your hands if you won't quit, if you'll persevere, if you'll let faith and patience, the Bible says, have her perfect work. It takes a while sometimes, but you know, God takes care of you in the process. The title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof. Faith is my proof. Faith is my title deed. Faith is, do not see, proof of things we do not see, and the conviction, faith of things we do not see, and the conviction of their reality. Faith, now here's this is great. The Amplified's great in this. Faith is perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. Faith in the Word of God sees a thing done. Faith sees that house built, paid for, built, and you in it. Faith perceives as fact what you're believing for, but it's not yet, even though it's not yet revealed to your senses, your eyes. You can't see it, you can't taste it, you can't feel it. But faith reaches out into the spirit realm and believes it receives it. We're going to talk about that when faith prays. And that is the way you receive anything. For by faith, trust, and holy fervor of faith, the men of old had divine testimony borne to them and obtained a good report. Faith obtains a good report. Faith says to the Father, I believe you, Lord. I don't see it in the natural, but I am asking you for it. I believe I receive it when I pray. I believe I receive my healing. Perhaps the doctors have said, there is no healing for you. There is no medical cure. There is nothing we can do for you. But faith says, Father, I know you're the healer. Jesus, you're the healer. And I perceive that by the stripes, I understand I see it. I see it because the Bible says it. I see it by the stripes of Jesus. I was healed. If I was healed, Isaiah 53:4, then I am healed. I see myself healed. Faith sees itself with it. We see ourselves in that house. We see our children saved. We see our body healed and whole. And see yourself, if you're in that situation, you're in a faith crisis right now. You're believing God for the healing of your body, and there's not anything that can be done for you, medically speaking. There's no hope. There, I couldn't even begin to tell you how many testimonies I've heard of people that have no hope, medically, physically, naturally. But when they laid hold of the hope that was set before them in the Word of God, that Jesus Himself bore their sins, bore their sicknesses, bore their diseases, and by His stripes they were healed. Thousands and thousands, I dare say millions of people have been healed by believing the Word of God rather than what they felt, what they saw, what they heard. And you can be in that, you can have that. It works the healing of your body. It works for the salvation of your family. It works for the... What do you do if you've got somebody in your family, a child, a brother, a sister, or father, mother, whatever it is, that's lost, and you know that if they don't make a change, if they were to die today, they wouldn't go to heaven. We love our family. We want all of our family to go to heaven. What do you do? Here's what you do. You pray for that person. You say, Satan, I break your power over my father in Jesus' name. I rebuke you off of him. I command you to go. And you say, Lord, I believe I received the salvation of my father. And then you say this, put laborers across his path. Now, you might be the laborer, or you not, might not be, but certainly take a go at it. But he'll put somebody across the path of the people you pray for that they'll listen to. It's amazing how God is faithful. So what do? You thank you, Father. I believe I received the salvation of my Father. But somebody, there's somebody, Lord, he'll listen to besides me. I'll talk to him, but if he won't listen to me, put somebody across his path he'll listen to. And God will get somebody to him. And it could be the person you'd never think about. But God knows who that person will listen to. So what happens? Well, you believe you receive when you pray. I thank you, Lord, for helping my father. I thank you for getting him the gospel. And you just hang there. You just hang there. You don't get off of your faith. You say, I believe I receive his salvation and deliverance. And you believe God all the days of his life. He could be born again, and you don't know it. You might be the last one that ever knows. You may not even know till you get to heaven. You might have thought your dad didn't make it. But when you get there, there he is. How come? Because you wouldn't let go of him, and somebody got to him. Jesus himself may have appeared to him. Who knows? But God is faithful. That's just an example. So faith is assurance, or the confirmation, the title deed. In other words, the paper that says it belongs to us, of the faith of the things we hope for, being proof of things we do not see, and the conviction of their reality. Faith, believing God, faith, the force of faith, perceives as real fact what is not yet revealed to the senses. I can't tell my father's saved. I can't see any difference in my father. But then I'm not going by what I see. Faith doesn't go by what it sees. Faith doesn't go by what it feels. Faith goes by what the Bible says. That's faith. I believe I've received His salvation and deliverance, and therefore I have it. And then, you know, your father could go leave the earth and go to heaven, and maybe you not even know that he was born again. But your faith got somebody across his path if you didn't relent on it. And that's just one example. Faith works in every area. Your children, your family, money, your healing, your well-being, your peace, every area of prosperity. Faith is revealing as real fact what is not yet revealed to the senses. Faith is believing what not yet can be seen with the natural eyes or heard with the natural ears, but we believe this word of God, and that is made unto us faith, and faith goes to work when we release our faith. We have to release our faith. For by faith and trust, holy fervor born of faith, men of old had divine testimony born to them and obtained a good report. So faith has always worked the same way. The Bible says God created the world by faith. How did he do that? With his words. He said, let there be light. And there was light. Now that's what we do. We say with our words what we believe in our heart based on the word of God, and it comes to pass. By faith, we understand that the worlds were framed, put in order, and equipped for their intended purpose by the word of God. The worlds were framed by the word of God so that what we see was not made out of things which were visible. What is the world? What is this earth? What was it made of? Words. What words? Words that came out of God when he said, let there be, let there be, let there be. Or you could say, be, be, be. Glory to God. God operates by faith, and so do we. Hallelujah. It's a privilege and an honor. Prompted by faith, Abel brought a better and more acceptable sacrifice than Cain, because of which it was testified of him that he was righteous, that he was upright and up and in right standing with God. God bore witness by accepting and acknowledging his gifts. And though he died, through the incident, he is still speaking. Though he died, yet through the incident, he is still speaking. Because of faith, Enoch was caught up and transferred to heaven. Glory to God. Enoch was just one day out there doing what he was doing. And he was no more. He went to heaven. He bypassed death and he left. He was transferred, caught up, translated, so that he did not have a glimpse of death. Glory to God. You know, I expect Jesus to come in my lifetime. And I can go, and you can go, if you're born again, like Enoch. How was that? He left. He just went, and he was out of here. He didn't die. He was caught up. That's what we call the rapture of the church. Those that are in right standing with Jesus and still alive are going to be caught up with him, the scripture says in the New Testament, caught up with him in the air. And, get this, those that are in the grave are going to, their bodies are going to be raised up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, that could very well happen in my lifetime and in yours. I expect it to. I think this is a great opportunity for that to happen right now. Hallelujah. But whenever it happens, if you were to die before Jesus comes back and you didn't go up in the rapture or where everybody goes up together that are born again, this is why it's so important for you to be born again. You don't qualify if you haven't made Jesus the Lord of your life. But if you go up and everybody, if you die before that, what happens? You don't die. We say you die because your body's dead. What happens when you die? You, the spirit, the born again spirit leaves your body. If you're not born again, your spirit still leaves your body. If you're born again, Your spirit leaves your body and it goes up to be with the Lord. Wow, what a place to go. What a way to go. But if you're not born again and you die, you don't go up. You go down. So it's your choice. Hey, me, I'm choosing to go with God. I believe God. Because of faith, Enoch was caught up and transferred to heaven. He did not see death, so that he did not have a glimpse of death. And he was not found because God translated him. For even before he was taken to heaven, this is why he was translated, he had this testimony that he had pleased and been satisfactory to God. Ooh, what a way to go. Glory to God. One day Enoch was just out and God said, come up. He was gone. He did not see death. Now listen to this verse 6. But without faith, without believing what God says, faith is believing what God says, without believing what God says, it is impossible to be satisfactory and pleasing to him. It is impossible to please him. For whoever would come near to God must believe that God exists and that he is the rewarder of those who earnestly and diligently seek him out. Prompted by faith, Noah, being forewarned by God concerning events of which there was no visible sign, there was no sign of the flood, there was no sign of the destruction of humanity. But Noah, prompted by God, took heed and diligently and reverently constructed and prepared the ark for the deliverance of his own family. You know, we could equate that to today. We take heed to what God says. We prepare the ark. We believe God for our family. We lay hold of deliverance and salvation of our loved ones. By this, by his faith, which relied on God, he passed judgment and sentence on the world's unbelief and became an heir and possessor of righteousness, that relation of being right into which God puts the person who has faith. Faith. If you don't believe God, you're not in that position. You're not ready. If you're not believing God, if you haven't made Jesus the Lord of your life, you're not ready for his soon return or for your soon leaving, whichever would come first. Something to think about, isn't it? I'm encouraging you. Give your heart to the Lord. I'll be right back.
When your life is filled with questions, it's not easy to let go and let God take over in every area. But no matter your age, your background, your past, or your current circumstances, living a godly life with purpose is within your reach. In her trademark inspiring style, Gloria Copeland gives you the 10 keys to finding your destiny. Embark on a study that will change the course of your life with any one of these three resources. God's Master Plan for Your Life, the New York Times bestseller by Gloria Copeland. Connecting with God's Master Plan for Your Life, the video curriculum and interactive workbook and journal, and God's Master Plan for Your Life, an abridged audiobook read by Gloria Copeland. Each of these study tools is designed to help you discover and connect with God's Master Plan for Your Life. Find real answers to real life questions from a real God. Order your God's Master Plan for Your Life products at a special price, just $12 for the book, $49.95 for the video curriculum with interactive workbook and journal, and $22 for the audiobook on CD. Log on to our website at kcm.org and order online, or call toll-free 800-575-4455. God's plan is exciting and available for you to receive. Find out what he has planned for you today.
This curriculum, Connecting with God's Master Plan for Your Life, has changed the lives of lots and lots of people because it contains the Word of God. God has a master plan for your life, and you need to spend time with him and find out what it is if you don't already know. Look in your heart. He's dealing with you. He's leading you. He's guiding you. Not everybody's called to preach, but everybody has a plan. When you make Jesus the Lord of your life, God has a plan for you. And so if you need to pay attention to the scriptures about that plan. And when you speak the word of God into your lives, as we're talking about by faith, and you lay hold of the things that God puts into your heart, those things manifest. But if you don't know how to release your faith, and you know, it takes a little while. It takes, I guess it takes a lifetime, because I'm still changing my mind. I'm still learning and changing and opening my heart to things and revelations. This Bible is full of revelation. And it's about me. A lot of it's about me and about you. But if I don't know what God's done for me, then I won't be able to lay hold of it. So it's so important that you find out what God's master plan is for your life and yield to it. It's good. God's got a good plan. I'm going to pray for you right now about that plan. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for every person listening to my voice. I'm asking you to give them wisdom concerning the plan for their lives and show them, Lord, how to walk it out in Jesus' name. Now, even if you don't have a clue what it is, you just tell the Lord right now, I'm willing. Show me and I'll do it. That's what I told him. Today, we start our victory campaign in Sydney, Australia, May the 21st through the 23rd. Ken and I love to go to Australia. We feel right at home there. We've got partners and friends there. Next week, we'll be in Brisbane. Glory to God. May 28th through the 30th. We've been in Australia in our office for 30 years, ministering throughout Australia on television and in the islands of the Pacific. God is a good God. You know, if you'll just walk it out a day at a time, you'll come to the end of your life and you will have done something for the Lord. Glory to God. Be obedient. Find out what God wants you to do. Put your whole heart into it. Join me again tomorrow. This is Gloria Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For a copy of today's broadcast, visit kcm.org. To receive your gift, Faith and Patience, The Power Twins by Kenneth Copeland, go to our website or call 888-326-0011 or write to Kenneth Copeland, one copy per household, please. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland in Australia for these exciting victory campaigns in 2009. Come to the Sydney Victory Campaign from the 21st to 23rd of May at the Sydney Entertainment Center, 35 Harbour Street, Haymarket, Sydney, New South Wales.
Awesome blessing. You come together in that unity and just to see the presence and see the face of Jesus.
Just to be within a stone's throw of where he's actually ministering, I'd recommend to anybody just come and check it out, because it's a wonderful experience here.
Come to the Brisbane Victory Campaign from the 28th to 30th of May at the Brisbane Convention and Exhibition Centre at the corner of Merivale and Glen Elg Street, South Bank, Brisbane, Queensland.
Coming into an atmosphere where there's people believing by faith and hearing the word, that you're able to easily just come under that presence with Jesus.
To find out more, visit kcm.org or call 800-600-7395.